Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive this Wednesday night. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, Richard.
And I guess I can say good evening, Pastor Cox.
Yes, good evening, Brother Richard and Ralph from Oklahoma.
Good evening. And beautiful day here in Wyoming. 75 degrees today with just a nice breeze. And, of course, now they're talking about 80 mile an hour winds on the interstate tonight, so yeah, there's always a little bit that you get there, but glad to be here, and I know we have some callers lined up, and I'll sure let you know when they come in.
And certainly the weather changes fast in Oklahoma as well, but it's been beautiful down here. How about you, Ralph, in Missouri?
Well, it actually got a little cool. Got down in the 50s this morning, which is a little unusual for this time of year, but hey, usually this time of year we have to run the air conditioner and that runs the bill way up, so I'll take it.
So true. It was cool here as well this morning. I think it was down in the 40s, if I heard right.
It may have got that low. I know that we woke up a little chilly, but we had all the windows open and fans in them, and we're down in a creek valley, so it can get cool. Well, here we are, another Wednesday. This year seems to be flying by. I can't believe we're almost at the end of May. And I got a brand new guy next week.
I was just thinking earlier how we've had a good 150 testimonies on the show so far.
Praise the Lord. And if you are keeping along with your Bible reading plan that we put out this year, what we heard at the beginning of the show is where we're at in Mark 16:16. It is still there. Go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These signs and the cross-reference that for the testing miracles will accompany those that believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up deadly serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And praise the Lord, that is the supernatural works of Jesus done by the believers in Christ.
Yes, believers. You and I and other believers, how awesome is that? It's not a special gift. It is normal Christianity.
normal Christianity. And you know, in that same chapter, if you go to verse 9:16-9, it says, "Now after he had risen early on the first day of the week, he first appeared to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons." So there is another Christian that had to have seven demons cast out of him.
Yes, and she certainly got her overhaul, and she moved forward from there in the gospel.
Yes, got the overhaul from Jesus himself.
Amen. He was a good minister. Amen.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Well, Pastor, what did we have this weekend, or this week on Monday?
Well, we had an even 12. It's interesting how often it works out to be around a dozen. We had two different pairs from two different places in Texas. They drove in, and the balance were people from over Oklahoma here. And it went very well. I had a minister for each person, and I had a case, a young man, 27 years old. He was 6'4". when I laid hands on him later, I had to really reach up. And he didn't hardly mark anything on his list. It was kind of interesting, and often happens. I think he marked 6'7", maybe. You know, most people, they mark so many, we thought of putting a little box at the bottom, all of the above. But he only marked a few and didn't think he had much. Well, we went through the breaking of ungodly soul ties and then into inner healing. He had some memories of the past, some traumas of the past that were still carrying tormenting feelings. And our Jesus came in and took those bad feelings, which also closed the door on a certain number of spirits that had originally come in at that time. And we got that done, and then I moved into ministry, and he was feeling them come out. He coughed a few times through the ministry session, but we cast out a good three dozen plus, and he was feeling them moving his body so that I finally gave him a small Bible I keep handy for that reason, and told him to just move the Bible as he on that, whatever he felt moving in his body, to put the Bible there. And we found that really works well. When you put the Bible in that spot, the spirit will move from it. And so he was chasing him, even on the back of his neck and all. And he said one came out his ear. And anyway, he got a great Jesus overhaul by the end of the evening, and that was exciting. He already had the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues. So that was, I'm still on a high from that one.
Well, praise the Lord. That's amazing how the Word of God, even in the written Word of God, can do that, apply it to something, and it can move things out. I had some members of the ministry live here in Branson with us tell me they went to a nutritional doctor they go to, and they were showing where positive and negative things can affect the body even when it's not spoken. And they had something in a package. And I don't know if you've ever heard of kinesiology or muscle testing before. Have you ever seen people do that, Pastor, where you can put something on you and you have no strength? If you put something else, you have lots of strength. But they were doing that, and they had this package. No one knew what was in it, and they literally could not stand up for the package. And when they opened it, they showed it was some sort of one of those horror slasher movies that were real popular at one time. And then they brought out a package where they didn't show it was, put it on their body, and they had such strength. And they opened it up, and it was the Bible.
Oh, wow.
So, man, I have actually taken the Bible, and I've taken the Bible before and put it in my hand, or put it on my body, where it actually helps decrease the radiation level from a phone. And it's just, if it can do that in the physical, how much more can it affect the spiritual as it moves a demon out of the body?
Of
course, I have seen this happen with my own eyes, and seen the people where they say, well, I can feel it coming out of my arm, or I can feel it, and experienced it myself. So I know without a doubt it's true, and it's just absolutely amazing. But then you can show people in a way, in a physical, where it strengthens their body in the physical. If it strengthens your physical, man, it's certainly going to be strengthening your spirit, man.
A guy really ought to carry a Bible in his pocket all the time, shouldn't he?
Yes.
It's able to do that, and of course, the spirits will. They don't want to hear the word spoken. We know that. They don't want to hear the name of Jesus. They don't want to hear the blood of Jesus. They don't want to hear speaking in tongues. They don't want anointing with oil. We're really loaded with gifts from the cross to deal with the enemy. And I just, you know, as Christian soldiers, it sure is nice having all these weapons and all power over the enemy, Luke 10:19. We can really get down to business with these weapons. Hallelujah.
He did not leave us disarmed, that's for sure. And that's just probably a fraction of a fraction of what we really have, if you really sit back and think about it. I mean, the spoken word is obviously enough, but when you start thinking about all the different things through prayer, through the laying on of hands, even grabbing someone's hand in prayer, the prayer circles, you can actually feel the energy go from one person to the other as it does that. I've been in a situation where several years back, the men got together in Branson and prayed over some bookmarkers we were sending out. And as all the men got together in a group and prayed, I was towards the front of it on my knee, and all the men were behind me, and I was trembling. I could not move from the power of the prayers and the force of energy there. And another brother in Christ told me, we were discussing it after that, he said he actually stepped back, and it was like stepping out of a bubble and then coming back into a bubble. So there is definitely energy in prayer. And we know, we talked about it a few weeks ago, about how negative thoughts has been scientifically proven to affect the body. Then if that's true, then the equation goes the opposite direction. Positive thoughts would be a way to affect the body.
It's a lot more fun to speak the positives, too. Have you noticed?
It is.
I always feel much better when I speak positives. And as I started learning about this many years ago now, but I had to make some changes in my speech and to watch myself, not to speak negatives. It is so real. And, of course, praying, as you were mentioning, that anointing that's there, especially in a group, two or more, when they agree, that anointing is there. And we pray over these prayer cloths that give to people, especially where they're having a demonic activity in a house. We get a certain number of calls at Deliverance Ministries here in Oklahoma City on that. And these are like spiritual hand grenades. I think you all send them out as well. It's in Acts 19:11-12.
We do, and I believe that we even go as far as anointing those cloths with oil as well, too, because we have anointing oil has been part of our weaponry for about 10 plus years, and I think we still even have the original oil as we transfer, because oil does take on the properties of other oils you put it in there. And at one time, Brother Jason had taken this oil and had the Word of God read. A recording, I don't know if it was off the internet or tape or something, where the whole Bible was being read, and it was just spoken right into that oil. And we still have that kind of a seed stock, kind of like the yeast starter, you know. When people make a lot of bread, they have that original starter, and it starts it and go. And it's just amazing that it can do that, that the oil can, that has that much power, it just resonates into whatever it touches.
Yes. Yes, we have prayer cloths that our teams have prayed over, and even just rubbing against other ones, that anointing will transfer. So, yeah, mm-hmm. They're like spiritual hand grenades that are another weapon of warfare that we have.
Spiritual hand grenades. I really like that. Spiritual hand grenade. And, of course, the positive and negative would go along with in the book of James, where it says, the power of the tongue can curse or bless. That would be negative or positive thoughts. And then I believe, is it Proverbs 18:25, that the life, is that Proverbs 18:25? Am I thinking that correct? The life is in the power of the tongue?
Yes, Proverbs 18:21.
18:21. Right. Okay, I believe we got our first caller on the air. Are you there, caller? Well,
yeah,
good evening. Thank
Kim.
You for joining us.
Well, welcome. Thanks, Kim, for calling.
And Kim, hi,
you might,
how are you?
Back away from. Oh, great! You might back away from the phone about a foot. That happens a lot where people are talking either too loud or too close to the phone, and somehow on the radio show it distorts. So hold it about a foot away, and it should be perfect.
Okay, does that sound better?
So, that's perfect. Well, Kim, I'm so excited you called in, and I know you have a testimony. But why don't you share with us how you first heard about deliverance, and then any experiences that you're comfortable in sharing.
I first heard about it through my mom asked me if it was something that I'd be interested in going and seeing about. She's married to Stanley Beckus, who is a reverend, who's a good friend of yours, I believe, Everett. And they wanted me specifically to see, you know, speak with you. So that's how I learned about the deliverance
yes.
program.
So did you then seek out coming, or how
did
you?
I did.
Where'd you go
I
from
did.
There?
I did. It took a couple of weeks to get it organized because of our schedules, but I finally did go, and I was very glad I went. I sat with you and a couple of other ladies, spoke about a lot of things in my life. I have a lot of testimonies I could give. However, the one that
for sure.
the most recent was while we were, I was being prayed for and claiming dominion over some of the issues in my life. I had my left arm would not move. It had been that way for 3 or 4 days. And, I now know why, but at the time, once we were through praying and glorifying in Christ, giving him the glory because that's truly where it belongs. I could raise my arm. I could move my arm by the time we were through. And I didn't have any mobility in it at all when I first got there that evening.
Did you have pain when you first came?
I'm sorry, mm-hmm. You what?
Did you have pain when you first came?
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was very painful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was hurting me, yeah. It was hurting really bad. In fact, I almost rescheduled because of it. It was hurting really bad. However, by the time I left, I felt at peace and was able to move it, and the pain had gone. It was gone. And it's not been back.
Praise God. And you said that, I remember you saying that you could only move your arm up about equal with your shoulder, wasn't that right?
Yeah, it was just below that point, and I couldn't get it all the way up to the shoulder.
Yeah, and I remember we were praying, and the ladies, we had our hands on you. That was at the end of the deliverance, actually, and we were commanding any pain to go and healing, and all of a sudden, your arm shot straight up.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
The feeling of it is it's like, I mean, if you believe in Christ and you're a believer, you glorify him and worship with him and for him, you come to expect what it feels like, but there's like no feeling in the world. I can tell you that right when it happened, I just had a chill go through me, and I could feel it. You know, that's the Holy Ghost. I can feel it going through me, and the pain was gone. And then just when I raised my hand, I mean, it was joyous. I mean, it was joy, true joy.
Yeah. We were all excited because you were taking your arm up and down vertically.
And yes,
no
I was moving up and down.
God.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The time when we were doing the limb check, as we call it, and praying over your brain stem and all that. And, yeah, that was exciting to all of us. And the two women sitting in with me in the in there in training, they were pretty excited. Well, Kim, when you first came, I remember you looked like you were pretty nervous when we first started.
I was. The paperwork that you fill out is pretty extensive, and it reveals a lot of personal stuff about your life to another individual, and that's not something that I've ever done before. I certainly take it, that kind of information from other individuals. I'm on the receiving end of that kind of information oftentimes every day, doing what I do for a living. So, but I've never been the one giving the information, and just having to go back through my mind and through all of it, because it's life experience is what you're talking about, and it it brought up some stuff. Yeah. And I was nervous.
And you look like you might jump up and run out any time.
Yeah, I thought about it.
You were obviously.
I thought about it. I called my husband. Talked to my husband. Went outside and called my husband and told him I didn't think I could do it. And that, should I go home? And he said, no. I want you to stay. You need to stay. And that was the best advice he's given me for a long time. I'm glad I stayed.
Well, amen, and I'm sure the spirits were whispering in your ear to get out of there. They typically do that, and they don't want, a person to get ministry. Well, we got into breaking ungodly. I'm sorry?
You're right. That's what was happening.
We got into breaking ungodly soul ties. That was part of what we do with everyone, And were you able to feel the spirits come out at that point? I've kind of forgotten.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was.
You feel
mm-hmm.
a move in your body, did you?
I did. I did feel it. That's when the peace settled over me. It was just a peace. It was a joy and peace of mind that settled over me, and I haven't had that before.
That peace kind of came later, didn't it, in the ministry? Initially, you were feeling these spirits come out. Did we use did we touch with the Bible as well?
Yes, you did. You put the Bible was touched primarily over my head and shoulder, my arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Those spirits do not even like the physical word, and there's scriptures, for example, that were this. The word is a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and joints and the marrow. And even Ephesians 6:17 says the word is a sword, and that is apparently what it's like to these spirits. So we learned many decades ago that that's a great weapon of warfare when you're doing this kind of ministry. Well, we finally got into inner healing, and we worked through that from birth up, and did we lock onto some memories, some traumas of the past, and Jesus came in and took the bad feelings?
Yeah, it did. It brought up quite a bit.
And but, we came up through the years.
Yeah, from as far back as I can remember. Yeah, from as far back as I can remember. Which is about 3 or 4 years old.
It's amazing how a child, how you can go back. The Lord will show you the memory of things like that, and to be that young. And yet there can be traumas where the person's still carrying bad feelings from something that happened in your case, like at age 4, and those feelings are still there, and the person affecting them today. And they tend to respond with something going on around them today. Those feelings will flare up that were rooted in something that happened, like in your case, at age 4. And the good news is, and exciting news is, that our Jesus will come in, and as we identify those bad feelings, and He'll take them. As a person gives them, He takes them supernaturally. That was kind of exciting, wasn't it, Kim?
Yes, it was, because that's what happened. he took them from me. It's not that I don't remember them, but I don't remember them with the same animosity or anxiety or anger. I don't remember them the way that I used to remember them. For me now, they're just memories. They're just a part of what makes me who I am today.
Right, and that's all part of what we do in terms of jerking the rug out from under these spirits where they don't have any rights to be there, and that's why they're pretty easy to cast out when we finally focus on them. And, of course, some demons we'll use just as we do the breaking of ungodly soul ties and the inner healing. Some will leave at that point, and that may have happened with you, in fact.
It could have. There was a lot going on inside.
Yes. Well, I was just going through the usual steps we go through, and then finally, we were working the list. I worked the list with you, didn't I? I don't think I got the head demon up, did I, or did I?
You did. You worked the list with me, and yeah, we did it all.
Okay, I got the head demon up and spirits.
Yes.
And everybody. It shook him, and I was able to interrogate that head demon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were.
Was that?
Glory to Jesus. That's where the glory goes.
The tree would have a hard time mentioning it. We were sitting there interrogating to us. We learned some things that are really important sometimes in that process. Well, and then finally we cast all the spirits out, including the head demon. And how did you feel at that point?
Just completely different. At peace. I mean, it's a peace like I've never known. A peace that is there, that no matter what happens, or no matter what's said, or who says it, or who does it, or, you know, just life stuff, no matter what it ends up being, that I'm at peace about it, that it's going to be as it is, and I can either, you know, react to it or not react to it, and I had that option. Before deliverance,
yes.
I reacted without thinking about it. It's a peace. I can't explain it any better than that. It's a peace about myself, about who I am, about my life, a satisfaction in what my life is that I didn't have before. I didn't know why I didn't have it.
Praise
I should
God.
Have had it, because I'm very, very blessed. But and I've always been well taken care of. I've been married to my husband for 28 years in January, and it's just a peace. He's noticed it. My stepdad, Spud Stanley Beckett, and my mom, Dave, noticed it. That was the first thing that he said to me after I'd gone to deliverance, after he'd seen me that first time after I'd gone. That's the first thing he said to me, that I had a peace about me that he's never seen before.
Praise God. And I remember when we wound up that Monday evening, and the lady sitting in with me, we all marveled how different you looked compared to when you came in. I'll bet your husband could see that difference when you got home.
He did. That's the first thing he noticed. When I came in, he said, "You look a little different." I said, "Oh, I am a little different. I feel a little different." And then I raised my hand up, my arm. I raised my left arm up, and he goes, "Oh, you're moving it." I said, "Yeah, I can move it. It doesn't hurt anymore." So,
praise God.
He's pretty happy.
Well,
yeah,
Jesus.
He's pretty happy. So, and I'm hoping to be able to bring him to deliverance sometime. I talked with him about it. So,
yeah,
it's definitely something that if you've never gone and never experienced it, I recommend it. Especially if you've got a lot going on in your life. I'm not very old, but I've had the Lord. I've had so many blessings in my life. It's been really evil. I've had an untold amount of surgeries. I've had 5 heart attacks. They started when I was 29, and I am facing another diagnosis now. I have to have surgery for, but I don't claim the diagnosis, because I know that when they get in there, it's going to be completely different, because that's what the Lord's told me. So there again, I have praise a peace God. About that situation that I wouldn't have had before. I'm completely at peace. I know tomorrow to be, you know, to be scheduled, and I've had a lot of health stuff, you know, with the whole heart thing, and so I've got several diagnoses along with that, but I don't play anymore. And when they went back to do the test, and this is probably the biggest testimony I can give you today, is that when they went back to do the test, a week after I went to the liver, my heart, my lungs, my liver, all of my major organs were completely healthy, and they weren't before. And they're completely healthy.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I know. Glory to God. That's why I was saying glory to God all the way out of the doctor's office.
Hallelujah. That is so great.
It's amazing. My doctor couldn't believe it. He looked at me and he goes, "There's no medical explanation I can give you." I said, "Well, it's because it's not a medical explanation that explains it." I said, "It's the Lord. That's the blessing. That's the glory of God working. That's it. That's His grace. That's the mercy that He gives to us. He grants us mercy and He gives us blessings when we seek Him first in everything." And before I came here today, I saw Him first. I didn't get up, wondering how bad it's going to be this time. I saw the Lord and told Him, "I just don't accept these diagnoses, but I need your healing." I got up and I saw the Lord first. So if you seek Him first in everything, and that's something else I've learned, in everything I do, I seek Him first. And if I don't have the answer, it comes to me. Are you still there?
Kim, we can still hear
I'm
you.
I'm still hearing it.
Yeah, I think we might have lost Pastor Cox. He might have had to come back.
Okay. Okay. The things have been cut out of my end, so I didn't know if it was on my end. Kim, that is a wonderful testimony
you gave. Oh, yes, Kim.
Really do appreciate you coming on. I did hear the beep, so I think we did lose Pastor Cox. But that reminds me of your testimony. It reminds me of the scripture in Philippians chapter 4. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And that's just a testimony. Even when people that know you look at you and say, "You look different," and He had such that peace on you. And that's that peace that Jesus brings to us. And that's just an awesome testimony. Really do appreciate you coming on. Is there anything else you'd like to say before you head out for this evening?
No, just to thank Everett. That's all. To thank Everett for doing what it is that he does, because he's doing something that matters, and he's doing something that makes sense, and he's doing something that glorifies God in every way that the Bible says that we should in everything that he does. And he's, a well-known person, and he's known as being really nice and well-rounded, and I just appreciate him taking the time to personally do my deliverance, because it worked. Everett, if you can hear me, it worked. And I'm doing really well. I look forward to keeping in contact with you, and I can't wait to be able to bring my husband to speak with you.
Thank you, Kim. I am back. My line cut off for some reason, but I appreciate that, Kim, and you're a blessing, and it wouldn't surprise me that you wouldn't go through our training one of these days and start learning to help others.
I am thinking very seriously about it at this point. My mom asked me that question yesterday, if I had thought about it, and I said, "Yeah, I'm thinking about it." So you may just see me up there yet.
Praise God. Well, we certainly need an army that need as much.
Yes, we do.
Well, blessings to you. Thank you so much
blessings.
For calling in, Kim.
You're welcome. Blessings to you as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What a wonderful testimony. What a wonderful
Hallelujah.
Testimony.
Hallelujah. Wow, she got everything, including the pain leaving and healing. And that's our Jesus. He supernaturally sets the captives free and heals us as we speak in His name.
That pain is a big thing. If anybody's ever suffered from any sort of chronic pain, to be any kind of relief from it, it's just a wonderful thing to be able to take your arm and move it when she said she couldn't get it past her shoulder. And I do believe we have our next caller on the air. Caller, are you there?
Yes, sir. This is John from Alphas, Oklahoma. How are you doing, Ralph and Everett?
Yeah, hi, John. Thank you so much for calling in, and I might mention to you right off, if you you might hold the phone maybe 10 inches away or a foot, and it usually comes in more clear. Well, hey, thanks okay. for calling in from Southwest Oklahoma down there. And John, the little format we use in visiting with people is if you could share about how you first heard and learned about this works of Jesus called deliverance and the reality of it, and then share any experiences that you've had.
Absolutely. Well, first, if you don't mind, I'd like to go back to where I realized I needed help was when I was a child, and all this these demonic spirits would hit me at night, and I was having demonic visions and all kinds of crazy stuff, and I couldn't share that with my parents or any of my spiritual leaders. I could barely share vanilla stuff with them, right? So I had to carry that burden
yeah.
for decades. And then up in North Pole, Alaska, I went through a deliverance up there, but that, you know, that took care of a lot of stuff. But as you probably experienced in your time doing this, like peeling an onion, you got to get it more and more stuff. The more you peel, the more you realize there's there. Anyway, about 20 years later, I get down here to southwestern Oklahoma, and I start having these Shabbat or Saturday services, and I start realizing people need help when healing the same way I did through deliverance up in North Pole, Alaska. And I was like, wow, I need more training to do this stuff. So that's when I come and sought you out, Everett, up in Oklahoma City, and I was like, man, I need some help. I need to learn something, and I got your book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, and I've been doing Holy Spirit-led limited deliverances up until that point, but I needed to do more because there was more need out there for healing, and emotional healing, spiritual healing, just so I sought you out, and you were the closest people that I knew that had a clue about deliverance, and you really encouraged me to go for it, and nothing like doing something to learn from it. So I just jumped in, and I took the what Scripture says about fear not really seriously, and went for it. You asked me to tell you about some of the experiences. I've got a few here. I won't use names, but I did ask for permission to say about some of these things from different folks.
John, you might back up. You might back up just a little more from your cell phone.
Okay.
It will come more clear. If you, it was clipping there just
you?
A little bit. So, yeah,
is
that's
better?
Perfect. Yeah, perfect.
Okay. I did about four deliverances at one time on some ladies, and they and then they told me. One of them told me about their daughter in Oklahoma City, so I went up there. And honestly, I had to kind of twist their arm into helping them because they didn't feel like they was worthy of help. So I went up to Oklahoma City and cast some stuff out of her apartment. And when I came in, I sat down on the couch next to her. She had cuts all over her legs where she had really been hurting herself and cutting herself. And she didn't even look at me. She says, I can't even look at you. You're too bright. And she said that a couple of times. And I was like, okay. Well, then I escorted her down to your deliverance ministries in Oklahoma City. And she got delivered, and her mom got delivered some more stuff. Anyway, another one was a local lady that was into Wiccan. she invited me to her house, and I cleared her house out of all the demonic entities. She gave me all the stuff off her witch altar that she had. She gave me all her training materials on how to be a witch and so on and so forth. And the next day, she came to my house for a full deliverance on her. And
hallelujah.
I had her... Pardon?
Hallelujah, that's great.
Oh, yeah. And that took a few hours. I made sure I was very thorough on having her confess and repent everything. And she recanted everything, and then afterwards I said, "Now I'm fixing to challenge all your demons." And she had seen her demons do some crazy stuff. She was really scared, and she was actually thinking about running out of my house. She grabbed on to the arms of the chair and held on like she was fixing to go for a ride. And
wow.
I finally challenged her demons, and they came to the front into her eyes, and she could see, had spiritual eyes at that point in time, and she could see me, and her eyes traveled down my body, down to the floor, and she says, "I can't look at you anymore." I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "I can't look at you. You're too bright." She said, "I can't even look at your feet. They look like the sun." And I was like, wow, that was kind of cool.
Wow.
And then I just cast the demons out of her in the name of Yeshua. And she had incredible freedom. Well,
hallelujah.
What I didn't know at the time was she had stopped taking all her psychic medications. She was on 1,000 milligrams of Depakote, 1,000 milligrams lithium, and 4 other psychological drugs. Now, that would probably kill most people. And yeah. And she had she wanted to test me out to see if I was for real. Well, she stayed that away for the next week. She went to her psych doctor, and her psych doctor was like, "So when's the last time you took your meds?" She says, "A week ago." And he looked at her stunned, and he said, "And you're able to sit there like a normal human being and talk to me. What happened?" Because he knew just how bad she was off. Because ever since she was a child, she had been hearing voices in her head and so on and so forth. Well, she said, I no longer have voices in my head. I haven't taken any medications. I went through a deliverance. Everything's clear." And right then, her psych doctor took her off all her meds, cold turkey.
Praise
God. I thought that was just wonderful, and she's now starting to bring people to me. All her friends, she's bringing them, and they're all getting delivered, and, I'm just using as a guide to help me. And when the Holy Spirit veers off from that, we just go on where the Holy Spirit leads us, and then we get after it. And then sometimes we actually do praise and worship right in the middle of the deliverance section, and that really helps break things right off.
Oh, yeah, the enemy hates praise and worship. Yeah, that's another a weapon of warfare that I sometimes go into praise and worship when a spirit is difficult to get out. Praising the Lord, worshiping, out goes the demon. So, another weapon of warfare, isn't it, John?
Yes, sir. Yep. Another one was a lady and her mom came to me, and her mom said, "Hey, can you help my daughter?" I was like, "Sure." And understand, this lady was about 30, 40 years old, and her mom was like 70-ish. And so we did the deliverance on her, and the real story on this is what happened afterwards. She went home. Well, first of all, she told me her husband was very abusive, and he would verbally berate her and so on and so forth, emotionally just terrorizing her. And I said, how about this? When you go home, after I did the deliverance, I want you to cover your mouth so he can't see your mouth moving, and you bind up these spirits just like I bound up the spirits in you. I said, don't speak it out really loud to where he can hear it, but the spirits can hear just fine. And as soon as she got home, he said, what the heck happened to you? And understand, she's glowing. She's just happy. She's been delivered of all the demonic entities. And what's really happening is this: the spirits within this guy have recognized that, uh-oh, all her spirits are gone. That happened. Anyway, he goes to berating her for some minor offense, and she said, you know, let me try this stuff out. She covers her mouth, and she binds up the spirits, and what would have been an eight-hour chewing out session, 5 minutes later, he's on the computer, forgot what he was complaining about, playing games on the computer. Folks, this stuff works.
Awesome. Yes. Yes. And all of us can do so much more than we realize if we'll just do it. It's hard to get across to one's own self that we do have this ALL power in Jesus' name if we'll use it and apply it. And, of course, the enemy is playing games all around us. So as soon as you can recognize something like she did, and she bound those spirits up, hallelujah, and she can see the immediate result.
Yeah,
I have a daughter that teaches school, and she's kind of in a tough part of town where she teaches, and the kids tend to get really rowdy. And I was telling her about that same idea of binding up the spirits, shutting them down, and clearing them deaf and mute where they cannot influence the kids. And she does that before she gets out of the car. And she has one of the best classes. And this has been an ongoing thing for years now. She's doing that. And then whenever I see her family get-togethers, I often ask her, how's it going? And it's still working.
You know what I would say? For everybody that's listening right now, I'm going to tell you, you're called. You are called to bind up these spirits. Just do it. You're part of the army of our Heavenly Father, and He has given you all authority through Yeshua, through Jesus Christ, to get after it. And He's given us all the power over the enemy. Use it.
It's only power when it's used. Yes. Wage warfare.
One lady that was brought to us, was a highly placed person in satanic stuff here in Oklahoma, and it took 10 hours and 2 days to get the majority of the stuff out of her. This thing could have been on TV, one of them TV shows of an exorcist or something like that. But you know what? We got them out, and now she wants to go to Bible college.
Praise God. And this is, of course, John, is why Jesus commanded believers to do this, because so many people have these spirits, and the majority of the body of the Christ is not getting this kind of ministry.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, for the people that are listening right now, you have three sources of thoughts in your head. You can think whatever you want to. Our Heavenly Father and His angels can put thoughts in your head, and the Holy Spirit. And Satan and his demons can put thoughts in your head. You ever had a thought you're wondering where the heck it came from? Well, that's where it came from. And that's why Scripture says to take every thought captive to the word of our Heavenly Father through the Bible. So get after
it.
If you have a crazy thought hit your head, it wasn't you thinking it. It was the enemy trying to plant a thought in your head. Go to war and whip that enemy.
Yes. Perish of thought.
Correct. And, you know, one of several of the reasons I do this is the reward. You know, you look on the people's face and they glow afterwards. The relief on their face is incredible. And some of them say they feel like a weight just come off their shoulders, almost like the whole world came off of their shoulders. All of a sudden they're walking tall, and they're like, wow, this feels awesome. It's a privilege to participate in this kind of ministry.
Yes. Yeah, we see that all the time, where they look even younger many times. And
yes.
They look like a different person. The woman that was just on before you came on was that way. And I had two trainee ladies sitting in with me with her when I ministered to her some weeks ago, I guess about a month ago now. And she was so nervous and pounded and stressed out that, as I said to her tonight, I said, it looked like you were going to jump up and run out. That's the way she looked, fidgety and nervous and kind of shaking. And by the time we finished, she looked younger and was smiling and didn't have any pain and was just looked like a whole new person. Her face was different. I'm still on a high from that case. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I had a situation kind of like that here recently. A young lady that former witch had brought to the house. she came and she had no idea what this ministry was about, and she had a whole lot of anxiety, and you could tell she was just fidgeting, didn't know what to do, what to expect. So I didn't even start on it for the first half hour. We just talked about other stuff until she finally calmed down, and then we could do it. And once it was over with, she was like, man, there was nothing to be fidgety about, nothing to be like running out of the room for. She was so happy she went through it and come out the other side. Man, the look on these people's face it's this thankful look of, wow, this stuff works. The word really works. and it's kind of like what the apostles did, or the disciples did, when they came back to Yeshua, said, even the demons submit to us. That's right.
Yes. And you know, when people are nervous, a lot of times it's not the person themselves, it's the demons within them.
Absolutely.
The person is. But the demons are really nervous. They know foreclosure is imminent, and they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Well,
yeah, one time somebody came to the house, and we were doing a deliverance on her, and I felt in my spirit that there was another lady that was supposed to be here that speaks in tongues a lot, and. I knew she was en route, but I wondered what was going on, why it was taking her so long. Come to find out that there was she was almost in an automobile wreck, and almost got took out on the way here. And as soon as she got here, we found out why, because the demon that had tried to stop her in that automobile wreck had got here and was messing with the person that was being delivered. And as soon as she got in the door and started speaking in tongues, she says, I know who you are. I saw you on the road. And so, folks, this stuff's real.
Amen. Well, in the remaining couple of minutes, can you
Yeah, we're getting towards the end there, John. I'm sorry, I guess you were getting on the same page as me. I do appreciate you calling in this evening and giving us your testimony.
Yeah, it was great, John. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, I think you're in a position to set Southwest Oklahoma free, John.
Well, that's one of my goals. And I feel like that's been put on me by the Holy Spirit to just get after it.
Yes. Well, thanks so much for calling in, brother. Go get them out there.
Enjoyed it. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Thank you, John. Have a good evening.
You too.
Well, it appears that he's witnessed a few supernatural things in his life. I do want to make note that this ministry does not follow that name he was using, that we believe the power is only in the name of Jesus. So just keep that in mind out there, people, that we believe the names are in Jesus. When you start using another name, I think you're treading on some dangerous ground. So just wanted to point that out, that we do have a merciful God who is graceful and will help people in their ignorance or in their mistakes. But the most important thing is remember that there is no other name under heaven which men can be saved, and the power is in the name of Jesus and not another name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we have plenty of material out there. If anybody is confused on that, you can get in touch with Richard or Scriptures for America, or get a hold of Richard through email or the phone at the office. And I just put that away. I don't have that phone number on the top of my head. Do you have that phone number for the office, Richard?
I do, Ralph. It's 307-742-7582, or an email at preacher@sfaw.org. Sure enjoyed the program here tonight. Powerful testimonies that praise
the
Lord.
They
praise him. Absolutely. So it's a privilege to be able to sit in. Well, guys, we're out of time. Thanks again for joining us. And we'll be in Branson the next couple weeks. So we'll talk with you when we get back.
Blessings to y'all.
Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place, a perfect picture of a hopeless case, 'cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in, till it seems like every breath of hope has died. But hope is alive, hope feels on, hope's not dead and hope's not gone. Just like a heart that beats in the night, there's still a beacon shining bright. When we are weak, hope makes us strong. September morn, when the towers fell and all our hearts were torn, like the story of the man from Galilee, they were as innocent as could be. When the darkness came to take our hope away. Hope is alive, hope lives on, hope's not dead and hope's not gone, just like a heart that needs